What are you three looking so pleased about?
We've been collecting things for Perks.
His friends in the village donated presents for his birthday.
There's no harm in people giving presents, is there, Mother?
It depends how you do it. I only hope Perks won't be offended and think it's charity. Poor people are very proud.
It isn't because he's poor. It's because we're fond of Perks.
I'll find some things that Phyllis has outgrown for Perks' babies. Only be sure you don't offend him.
Don't worry, Mother. Perks will have a jolly time.
Try again, Peter.
Oh, no.
What if Mrs. Perks isn't home?
She's got to be home. They have six kiddies.
I hear someone coming.
Oh, hello, children. I was just having an extra clear-up today, along with Perks happening to name it being his birthday. I don't know what put that into his head. We keep the children's birthdays, but him and me, we're too old.
We knew it was his birthday, Mrs. Perks. We've got some presents for him here in the perambulator.
The perambulator is a present as well.
We hope we're not intruding.
Intruding? Bless me, you're not intruding. This is a birthday such as Perks never had, even when he was a boy.
We'll need a plate for these buns, please.
Of course. The buns.
Oh, and we brought you this.
Oh, bless us. Honey and gooseberries and roses. To think me getting the place tidy early, and all there was for him was an ounce of his favourite tobacco that I got on Saturday and been saving up for him ever since.
I hear him coming.
Come in quick. We'll hide you in the back kitchen and surprise him.
But give him the tobacco first, because that's your special present.
And then we'll all come in and shout many happy returns.
We'll wait in here till Mrs. Perks calls to us.
What if Perks opens the door and sees us hiding?
He's not likely to open this door. Anyway, if he goes toward it, Mrs. Perks will divert him.
Stop humming, Phyllis.
I'm not humming.
Shh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
The labels. They're here in my pocket. I forgot to put them on the presents. Perks will think it's all us and that we're being charitable or something.
Shh. He's here.
Hello, Ron. Here's a pretty set out.
It's your birthday tea, Bert. And here's an ounce of your extra particular.
Oh, good old girl. Here. What's that pram, all these bundles and sweet
stuff? It's them children you make such a fuss about. The children from the Three Chimneys.
I don't care if it's from an angel from heaven. We've got on all right all these years and no favours asked.
Oh, hush, Bert. Shut your silly tongue.
I'm not going to begin these sort of charity goings on at my time of life, so don't you think it now.
For goodness sake, Bert, all three of them's in the back kitchen and listening to every word you speak.
Oh, well, I'll give them something to listen to. Come out. Come out and tell me what you mean by it. Have I ever complained to you of being short as you comes this charity nonsense over me?
Oh, we thought you'd be pleased. I'll never try to be kind to anyone else as long as I live.
It didn't mean any harm.
It ain't what you mean so much as what you does.
Oh, don't. We thought you'd love it. We always have things on our birthdays.
Oh, yes. Your own relations, that's different.
Not only our relations. On my birthday, Mrs. Viney gave me two lovely glass pots. And nobody thought she was coming the charity nonsense over us.
Fine if it's just glass pots. It's there being all these heaps and heaps of things I can't stand. No, nor I won't neither.
They're not all from us. We forgot to put the labels on. They're from all sorts of people in the village.
Who put them up to it, I'd like to know.
Why, we did.
So you've been...